Let's begin the Mishnah. Now, I outlined so far a lot of different things. So now let's go through all of them one by one and read the Mishnah. Shvua shelo ochal. V'ochal v'shos enu chayev elachas. Shvua shelo ochal v'shelo eshte v'ochal v'shos chayev shtayim. Omer Rav Chiya bar Avin, Omer Shmuel. Shvua shelo ochal v'shos chayev iboyesem v'svara iboyesem v'kro. Comes Tosfos with the kasha. This is a very peculiar Tosfos. So per kama dekdushin gabe kol sheyesh bar shchos ama hachi ken kama bekomo se keva the tema. He says we have this phrase in a lot of different places. Keva di ikasvara lomali kra. Dachi parach. He said perik beis dekdushin. Yesh l'chalik, yesh dvarim shein hasvara pshuta kol kach. Tzorach ha-posuk l'hashmenu hasvara. Now, thing is as follows. I can interpret this question in one of two ways. And that's going to be a serious difference. He's asking a steer between the Gemara Kedusha and the Gemara Ksuba as well with any reference to Abba Sugya. Life would be easy if that's what he was doing. Or, he's even telling it in Abba Sugya. Why? So let's take a look in the Ramban, what the Ramban says here, and then we'll see what all the Rishonim say here. We'll see a bunch of Gemaras, and Ramban says like this. Ike de kashale. No. Kach matzosi balochas gedolos. Iboy same akra, iboy same as svara. Vachem yachad akra svara lomali. I have a pause. Why do I need a svara? Ma'u de tem. I should have said. Aval gav de midoraisa shtiya b'chlal achila. Minadoram halocha chalasha b'nei odom. Lo koryanch. I would say this, the pasuk is irrelevant. There's a klal in the darim. You go after lashem b'nei odom. Kamash Malon the Karu. Even a Lashem and Ayodim. Mishamachi Kamasainen, Vaka Parchinola, the Shua, Ushtia, Bechlal, Achili Isa, Achlila, Bechlal, Shtia, Lessa. Okay, let's look at the previous Ramban. The Amrinan, Achila, Bechlal, Shtia, Lessa. Achila is not included in Shtia. Ika, the Kasha, someone had a Kasha. Hoksiv yayin v'sheich v'al teisht. Umarbinon me devila ke'ilas. That if you eat this thing that you get drunk on. Yikal ameima. B'loshin tori yikal achila b'chal shtiyah. When Torah says shtiyah includes achila. U'b'loshin b'nei adam lesa b'shuas haloch achalosha b'nei adam. That means the Ramban is telling me two major things here. The Ramban is telling me that, let's say, I'm one of these people who go on to Harabayas nowadays. There's a whole group of people who think it's a big mitzvah, it's a big avoda. But before they do it, they want to have a spiritual experience, so they take a lot of puffs on marijuana and their head is spinning. Gives them a spiritual experience. Is it mutter, is it asur? It's not yayin v'sheich v'al teisht. The issa d'raisa of is only achila ushtiyah. Take a look in the Ritva. Ritva doesn't like that. V'im toma v'hoksiv yayin v'sheich v'al teisht. I'm reading shemochad v'lekilis. Yesh loma, shiny hosom. Daltesh ain't a loshin shtiya mamash. Elakilo ama altish taker. Do not get drunk. Vilhot letir of das kopit rachmona. it's your head isn't absolutely clear. The difference between the Ramban and the Ritva is the Ritva said in Lashon Torah, Achil is not included in Shtiyah. But Yayim Sheikh Al Tesh Mikdash Lo Savo is not, it is the moment it says Sheikhar. We'll see, we'll go through a lot of Rishonim on this. It's talking anything as a Meshaker. Anything as Tiruf Hadas. Anything that you don't walk in with, you don't have a clear mind, it's also. Difference between them is whether or not one takes some drug and one's head is a little spinning. Is an Issa Deraisa of going on to Harabai? It's more than that. Part of Yayin V'Sheikh HaTech and Mikdash Lo Sovo is Lahoros, Yapaskin Ashaila. If you won't feel, you know, you need a little mental expansion and you take some drug for mental expansion, it's a derisa of Paskin Yashaila. What about, okay, Ritva says yes, Ramban says it's limited to Achilu and Shtiyah. Okay. Now, but let's get back to what the Ramban is telling us. The Ramban is telling us a very simple thing. I don't care about Lashon Torah at all. Lashon Torah is irrelevant. It's only Lashon B'nai Adam. Where's the Ramban coming? Now, that's a very extreme statement, because we're going to have to use that when we go back to understand the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim now. But before we get there, so I'm going to give you a bunch of Mara Makomos. There's a Gemara in Yuma, Dafai in Zion Amid Beis. The word Tirosh, which we discuss here. What is Tirosh? Tirosh in Lashon Torah is Yayin. Anodim min Tirosh. Someone takes a neder, he will not have anything, he will not have any Tirosh. The Gemara there says, also b'chol minei mesika, u'mutar b'yayin. It's mutar in yayin, and also in all divrei mesika. All sweet things. The Gemara says, why? The Torah says, Tirosh is in the Lashon Torah, it's yayin. It says, yeah. In Lashon Torah, it's yayin. But in Lashon b'nei Adam, at that time, what is it? It is only Osir, it only means sweet things. It doesn't mean Yayin anymore. And in Adarim, you go after Lashon B'nai Adam. Another Gemara, black and white. How do we paskin on that? So, if you take a look in the Ran, in the Dorim, Nun Hey Amid Beis, giving you a whole bunch of Mara Makomos. He says it depends how you paskin, the times of the Gemara or today. The Ran in the Dorim says like this, Nun Hey Amid Beis. He says, I want you to see it all inside. He says, Tosit, he says, Nun hey omer beis. Hey omer, Tosefta. Hanodim in atirosh, also b'chol minei mesika, umuta b'yayin. The Yerushalmi says, command omah, b'na dorm holech hachaloshim in ayodom. Why? Because at that time, they used the word tirosh to mean sweet things, and they used it to mean yayin. Hilkoch, says the Ran, what about if this happens today in Spain? Ran lived in Spain. Anim mishtinim b'loshen laz, we don't talk Loshen Kodesh, we talk Spanish. Im nodam in atirosh b'loshen ha-kodesh, but he took his neder in Loshen Kodesh. Also b'yayin u'mimutu b'chol minei mesika. Why? Anan lo korin atirosh shalu l'yayin, k'loshen Torah. Because nowadays in Spain, if a person uses Loshen Kodesh, he's using Loshen Torah. Because you don't, when is the Gemara talking? When is the Gemara talking? There, Loshem B'nai Adam, all of these Gemaras talk Loshem B'nai Adam when you're in a place that you talk Lashon, when you talk Hebrew. But no one, he says, who talks Hebrew? The Ron here is writing Hebrew. What's he writing? He's writing Torah Hebrew. So, Ron says, very big difference. Lashon b'nei Adam is what you're speaking. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? See how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Simen Reish Yud Zayin. He says, Hanode mehatirosh lididan. Where we are living in Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Machaber, and the Taz says, what does he mean? Onu, he says, the ain't on a korm tiyul shal yayin beloshin Torah. Says, the didan. Says the shach, why dimishtainan beloshin laz? The shach didn't talk Spanish; he talked Yiddish. So if you took it in Lashon Kodesh, says the Taz, says the shach, means the only time we use Lashon Kodesh is to talk Lashon Torah. So we don't apply that whole Tosefta is not applicable today. He says, what about if a person says, I would say in English, I take a neder about Tirosh? Says, every usage of Hebrew I do, even when I integrate into my language, all Hebrew I use today is Lashon Torah. But they're telling me, but the Gemara is telling me an important thing. And the Ron, and everyone after the Ron, almost everyone after the Ron, I don't know everyone. You take a look at the Rambam, he doesn't quote this. You take a look in the Rosh, he just quotes the Tosefta, doesn't say anything. From the Ron on, everyone says, and the Be'er HaGolah says, where is he coming from? Haran Shom, V'loka HaTosefta. Haran Tana Shom Behipuch. Very Ron Rayal Zemi, and the Yerushalmi says, it's just the opposite. Brings the Raya from the Yerushalmi. It's not his chiddush, it's Yerushalmi's chiddush. HaTosefta, V'hu V'gemara, the Yuma, Ayin Shom. Okay, now, where are they coming from? They're a bunch of Gemaras. The Gemara here in the Dorim at the beginning says like this. Hanoda min amavushal. I want you to see all these Gemaras inside. Noda min amavushal muta bitzli. The Gemara says, I Tanya Rav Yasha Osa. Rav Yasha says no. So I say I will not eat anything mavushal. Can I eat something roasted? Tzli. Rav Yasha says, Shein Rai Ladova Zeich Ladova, Shein Emai Ve'evash L'Osa Pesach. The Pasuk calls roasting the Korban Pesach Bishul. K'mishpo Leimu B'hoka Miflagi. What's the machokes between Rav Yasha and the other Tana? Rav Yasha says you go after Lashon Torah. Comes along the Avatan and says go after Lashon B'nei Adam. Where it says no. No such machokas. Kuli Alma, everyone is of the opinion, bin Adarim, halo chacha Lashon B'nei Adam. Marki Yasrei, Marki Yasrei. They're talking about each one lived in a different place. In one place, the word bishul included roasting. The other place, the dish didn't. What's the Gemara saying again here in Daf Mem Tesom and Aleph? Very clear aloch. That you don't, that a neder is Lashon B'nei Adam. So, very, very clear. Is a Gemara Daf Lamed Amid Beis. Okay, now, with this in mind, comes along the Mishnah Melech and raises a massive problem. What is the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim? Back in the Mishnah. So if you go the Mahalach that it seems the Rambam Rimi Gashko, it's a very simple Mahalach. There's a Chalos Yisr. Had nothing to do with Sheker. Machlokas is there a Chalos Yisr? It's Sheker. If you say it's Sheker, what does it depend on? Loshem and Eyodim. Very, very simple, straightforward. That makes the world easy. But the Mishnah Melech says that doesn't seem to be Rashi or other Rishonim. Say it's only Sheker. Let's see. Let's go back to our Mishnah, Yotev Samed Beis. Medabu mevi kob and bishvil bitul dibur of a cave in Yishon bitul dibur av bitul dibur shom elo ochol dai to less atzmo kolshom. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it's sheker and kolshom with sheker. Why? Because that seems to be how people talk. Now wait one second. What's the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim? Do people talk this way and people talk that way? Says the Mishnah Melech, yeah. If your simple yeshiva bachu doesn't understand how chazal work, you may say that, but that makes no sense. See how people talk. What did the Gemara in other places say? The Gemara is very, very clear. The Gemara is very, very clear. Check how people talk. And this way they talk this way, and this way they talk this way. And that doesn't seem to be the b'shakla b'tarya between them. What do the chacham say? Hechem otzini b'ochol kol shur shul chayiv, shur shul chayiv. Omlem Rebbe Kiva, hechem otzini b'dabu maybe carbon. What are they talking about? What are they talking about? That is what made where they just couldn't figure out what was happening. Mishnah Melech says, he said, so if you say that we're talking about Chalos Yisr, the Rambam, he doesn't go into that. He begins with Rashi. And the Gemara says, Heichem Matzinu Medabu Mevi Korban. So I'll read to you what the Mishnah Melech says. But I want you, now, you have to be, if you're very energetic, you go through the whole massive Mishnah Melech, Perek Dalet, Hilchos, Shvuos, Halach, Halach. But you have to be super energetic because it is super gigantic. Okay, so what do we have here? Where is it? In Frankel, on Daf Yutes, it's the paragraph that begins, Vada. Bereish perek gimel de shvuas nan shvuas shlo ochel ochel kolshu. Yesh the dactic with machlokas. What is this machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim? Said the problem with Nevarim Shvuas, it goes back on itself, and we're always readjusting. Okay, but now he says, my time with the Rabbon, I love Nevarim Shvuas and ochel machaloshem b'nei adam. So, what is Lashem Bnei Adam? Lashem Bnei Adam stam achileinu b'kazayas. My time to Rabbi Akiva. Do I'm off from Ochol Kol Shulchai? But Loma to say that some people were trying to tell me throughout the year, de pligi, in Lashem Bnei Adam achilu kazayas o b'chol dov hazeh, zen lo nimo aklam. That doesn't get started. It doesn't get started. Says, no. Rashi would seem to say that in Lashon b'nei Adam, achila is kolshom. Wait a second. If Rashi says achila b'kolshom, So what in the world the Chachamim say, but where do we find in Israhila with the Kazayis? Can understand what may have pushed someone like the Rimi Gash to say, no, this is a Chalozisu, like Novela. Because otherwise, this Machogit and Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim just makes no sense. Even the Dorim, you go, Achal Hashem and Ayodim. And what did the Ramban tell us? And if you take a look, all the Rishonim, Pe'echot and Arsugim, maybe Chutzim Tosu, say, you don't pay attention, they go like the Sugis there, you don't pay attention, Bechlau, to Lashon Torah. You don't pay attention, Bechlau, to Lashon Torah. That's the Gemara, Nodim and Amavushal. That's the Gemara, Nodim and Tirosh. All these Gemaras. Neder is Lashon and Ayodim. And even though the Gemara says about Tirosh, what is the Ran and Shulchan Aruch Paskin? Ran and Shulchan Aruch Paskin, yeah. That's good in those times. But nowadays, it doesn't apply, because you either talk as the Ran did Spanish, or you talk Yiddish like the Taz and the Shach talked. So then, nowadays, if we use Lashon Kodesh, he says that means we learn Lashon Torah. The whole thing makes perfect sense, and it fits with all the sugyas. But he's stuck. What does he do? So he says like this. The problem becomes clear once you learn our sugyas, when they spell it out black and white, all the way from all the places they're coming, that we do not care about Lashon Torah Bechlal. Only Lashon B'nai Adam. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Now, we'll get into another issue, which I don't want, which David Ullman was pushing me on and some other people were pushing me on. What do you do if a person says, but I meant Lashon Kodesh, Lashon Torah? Okay, that's not, he just said it's Stam, and this is the halacha. That is a little slight, that I said we get into Adam Bishvua. Okay. V'nir midivrei Rashi Masnid Megorin, he says, V'efshah, he's suggesting a pshat. And we're going to see a very mechudish dik pshat. But if you take a look at most achronim after him, they say, be careful what he's saying, dvorim amukim ha'odeh. A lot of achronim take the merit. Yosameach, he says, be careful here, dvorim amukim ha'odeh. Okay. Al kochel amrinim ben dormer shvuas tazlinim ba'osu loshem b'nei odom el b'koloshem torah enu cholek al loshem b'nei odom. When there's no steer between the two. Wait 1 second, Ramban said differently. Ach, l'sh loshem torah cholek osu lazlinim ba'osu loshem b'nei odom kim ba'osu loshem torah. He's suggesting a pshat. No, we always go with loshem torah. Wait a second. The normal guy in the street, when he's speaking like the normal guy in the street is speaking. So why in the world should I go by Lashon Torah Bechlal? Guy took another. Someone's telling him to do something, and he just got a doctor's report that his sugar levels went zooming up to the sky. So he decided the only way he can stay away from sweet things, not become a diabetic, is how taking another that he won't touch sweet things. So that time in Eretz Yisrael, what was the neder? Not to sweet things. The word for sweet things was tirosh. Sweet Torah. You'll tell him, but Lashon Torah, tirosh means yayin. Wait 1 second. I'm talking about yayin. I just want to stay away from sweet things. He says. Rabbi Kiva, he says, that's the machlok between Rabbi Kiva. Do you go after Lashon Neorim? He says, but that's not true. Why the Yerushalmi says? And he says, the Gemara doesn't say, and he has all the Gemaras here that tell us that. He says, we paskin all the Gemaras. It's not true. He suggests maybe this is what it is. Not true. You go after Lashon B'nei Adam. Vanir Yetzli. So he rejects that. Well, I showed you a whole bunch of Gemaras. This person is used to the fact that there are all sorts of macholas asuros in the Torah. So when he decides he's not going to eat, there's an umdana in the das. Oh, if it's das, then it means like everything else that he can't eat. He can't eat nevelis, he can't eat trefus, he can't eat chazer, he can't eat shrotzim, and everything he can't eat. So it's just like everything else I can't eat. It's an umdana is das. Okay. That's his suggestion now. Okay, but that doesn't work. Why not? What about konomas? Konomas b'chol shom. Konomas b'chol shom. Remember, he's working in Rashi and Tosfos. What do I do about konomas? Stomad lo aser latzma in kim kishi yisurei Torah. Not a kasha. What? And he says like this. There's an umdin and das, but that umdin and das has to fit into his words. If I don't mention the word achila, I can't push it into his words. And he's also a kolshu. Even though the umdin adas is, what? He meant the kazayas. But it has to get into the words. If I say achila, he says, let's read what he says. But he's telling me a lot of things that are going to be very relevant to our understanding how a neder and how a shvua works. He didn't use the word achila after he could umdana, even though that umdana is true. I don't care. He's usher. And what he said, the kaven lo mahani klal. Yeah, this is what's happening in his mind. So he's telling me neder and shvua go by what I said. If I can attach it somehow, if the umdin of his das can be attached to something he has, that's fine. But if the umdin of his das cannot be attached to what he said, it doesn't work. Now, he says, but what about, he says, I just brought before some people who say, no, that even in Lashon Torah, what is it? It's Kol Shehu, and the whole din of Kazayas is only for an onesh. Who did we say says? He says, Reish Aleph Mem says it. Okay. Whoever Reish Aleph Mem is, and the Shittim Kol Betz says there's a Reish Aleph Mem who says this, but wait 1 second. We saw Rabbi Hananel said that in Yuma, even though Rabbi Hananel by us is different. He had to say different. He says, but then, if both in Lashon Torah and in Lashon Menayod, the Machila means Kol Shehu, I give up. And he says, therefore, Bal Korach, I have to say, Lashon Torah Achilas Kazayas. Lashon Torah Achilas Kazayas. Lashon Bnei Adam is a culture. And as an umdana, he means a Kazayas. And what's the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim? If there's an umdana, that he meant something, and we can attach it to Lashon Torah, and it's against Lashon Bnei Adam, do we still go with Lashon Bnei Adam, or then we go with Lashon Torah? Wow. Okay. Now, with this in mind, you have to see this Mishnah Melech and Son. Now, This is a halacha. Dvarim shebelev enam dvarim. What does that mean? And that's what I've been telling people. We're going to have to come to this whole sugya of Adam b'shvua. But he's telling me, in order, he has to straighten out the sugya that we just saw with Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, if you say it's everything is sheker. And the only way he can straighten it out is creating an umdana. And he says, and he has a very deep machlokas going between Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim, that if I can't, Rabbi Kiva basically says, everything is Loshen B'nai Adam. It's true, Loshen Torah is a Loshen. As I said, if I would, according to the Ritva, and it could be many Rishonim holders, if I am a Chinaman, and my native language is Mandarin, and I am here in Sanhedrin Yom HaChavet, and I take a neder in Mandarin, the Ritva says not chal. What is a language? A language is something that's spoken in a specific place. Ein hachanami. If I would go back in Beijing and take a neder in Mandarin, it's chal. If that's my way of talking. If I understand what I'm saying. But here in Sanhedrin Mochevet, Mandarin's not a language because people don't speak Mandarin here in Meron Sanhedrin Mochevet. So that's true. Loshem and Ayodah means Ba'osom Makom, wherever it is. That's what the Gemara, Daf Mem Tesom Rav, says, Rabbi Yashia. In this place, it's this way. In this place, it's this way. And that's what a language is. Loshem Kodesh is always a language. Loshem Kodesh is always a language. Fine. But, Rabbi Kiva said, it's a language. But in the Dorim, the Haloch is, you go after Loshem and Ayodah. Because when people talk, some they talk the way they talk. Now, and the Chachamim say no. As long, since Loshen HaKodesh is a language, and this is an umdana his das, and we can attach it to a language, and Loshen Kodesh, Loshen Torah is always a language. So that, and that's the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim. That's his suggestion. Have to see if it fits into the sugya. Could say the machlokas is about this umdana. But wait one second. Something else comes to mind. There's a Ramban. Ramban said, Ramban has a girsa chof gimel amid beis. Lo mochish inish daita pochis mekashir. There's an umdana that what? People don't ask a kol shehu. They only ask her. But, and that the Ramban wants to explain the Gemara here on Chav Gimel, on Chav Beis, on Aleph. But when the Gemara ends, the Gemara is Dochet. The Gemara says no. Now, what does the Gemara say? The Ramban has such an umdana from the Gemara here, his gears on Chav Gimel, on Beis. So apparently, according to the Ramban, even though there is such an umdana, as long as it's konomas, I didn't use the word achila, I don't care what his das was. Ramban seems to tell it to us, and those who Rishonim agree with the Ramban tell it explicitly. Now, I gave you a lot of material to understand Loshem and Ayodim. What happens if a person will say, if a person's stam is talking, and he's any man, this is the language how I talk. But let's say a person says, I was mechaven for Loshen Torah. Is that good enough? Ramban doesn't seem to allow that. Ramban says, I go straight with Loshen B'nai Yoram. This is Ramban in our sugya. He says, I in Loshen Torah, Iki lemeima b'Loshen Torah, Iki achila b'chal shtiyah. I could say it. Loshen B'nai Adam, bless. Where Shavuos, Loshen Torah is irrelevant. But let's say how some other people. I think it's the Ran of that. Used to be when there were separate Sfarim, you know which sefer you took out. Nowadays, everything's in the kovats. Where is it? First of all, the Ritva has another question. Yesh mistapkim im hukein li'inyan hanishba sheyochal. What happens if I say Ashua sheochal? Ishtiya b'chal achila. Wait a second. Oh no, here, excuse me. Iboy same akro, iboy same as swar. Iki the kashal. The kid, he says. V'lav milsu, doho chasina l'chiyuvo. Ben shenish baldas loshen kodesh, ben shenish baldas loshen b'nei odom. Comes the Ritva and says, no. If I say, I took my shvua Loshen Kodesh, Loshen Torah, so then I'm Naaman. Questions, do other Rishonim agree with that, or other Rishonim don't agree with that, and what is the Sora Machlokas between them? It's very clear. I can say, no, if he says, and the Gemara, why? Because he has a problem. If Loshen Torah was irrelevant, what is our sugya talking about? Who cares? Iboy same b'kro, svar iboy same b'kro. According to the way the Ramban has set it up, that we go Loshen Menayon and we don't care about Loshen Torah, so what's the whole Gemara doesn't make any sense. That's what bothers the Ritva. That's what bothers the Ritva. So what's the Gemara talking about? Okay, this is part one of the sugya. I gave you a whole bunch of things to look at, to think about. So, now, shtiya b'chlal achila achila b'shtal shtiya. The Ritva raises a problem. Shtiya b'chlal achila, yesh mistapkim who came the inyan hanishba sheyochal. What do you mean? The Gemara says, "Iboy Amos Svara." People say, "I'm going to eat," and they mean drinking too. So, what's the suffix? It's the pashas. The Gemara is the same. What's the suffix? The suffix is very simple. These yesh mistapkim. Yesh Mistapkim said, listen, in Isurei, let's say the person says, I meant Loshen Torah. All the rayas of the Gemara about Isurim, that in Isurim, it's true. What about mitzvahs? What about chiyuvim? Doesn't talk about it. When the Rambam says something, Rambam says a very simple thing. Kishar Isurei Torah. Like all other Isurei Torah, it's a revius. Rambam, he's certainly going on Loeshta. Okay, now, let's get back to... Okay, this is... We have to understand, Chila B'chal Shtiyah, what does it mean? Then we have our Gemara in Chulin, our friendly Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Chof Amud Aleph. And there's a Tosis there. Let's say I take chametz and I liquefy chametz. I'm chayef. More than that, what's the shear? The Gemara says kazayas. Let's just read the Gemara inside. The Gemara in Chulin inside says it very black and white. The shear of liquefied chametz is a kazayas. The Gemara says like this. I took dam and I congealed it. I'm chayef. Achshavei. I took chaylev and I liquefied it. It's chayef. Why? A pasuk nefesh. It says tosis. And the Gemara says the same thing about chametz. Liquefying chametz, nechayev. Why? Torah says nefesh. What about liquefying matzah and eating it? It says lechemoni. Tosis says, I don't eat lechemoni. But the name Anami, Achila, it says Achila. Wait a second, it says Achila. Shtiyah b'chal Achila. So there's a previous Tosis. The rabbi says Hashosa. Lomalikra, Hashtiyah have you b'chal Achila. If it says you can't eat Nevela, so you can't drink Nevela. How do you know that? Sure, stop chav gimel amid aleph. Yesh lomar. The hosim b'mili d'shtia k'gon yayin v'shemen. Hochem b'mili d'bar achila d'mamachula evi ishtu. So if you take a look at Rabbi Kiva Eker here. Ayin nidil amid beiz amid aleph d'shtia. If you take a look at the two Tosafim said like this. Ein achanami. The Maisa Achila is included in the Maisa Achila. But sometimes the Torah asked a specific Michael. And it's only Michael. There's a Michael and there's a Mashke. How do I know that if I turn this Michael into a Mashke? It's also Nefesh. If I eat nivla, so that's what Tosis is saying. Rasa Michael. Okay. The moment it's also b'toras Michael, what's the shear? So if you go through the Gemara has three instances where I have a separate xeris. Hakosav at achila includes the liquefied result. Number one, if I have chaylev. Number two, chametz. Number three, nivlas of tahor. Now, nivlas of tahor, if I eat a nivlas of tahor, and the moment I swallow it in the beis habliya, it's matame my begodim. What happens if I liquefy it? Xeris hakosev. Also. Rama says, shtiyah b'chal achila. Tosafot says, because there I'm talking about a specific Michael, and the Torah said that even the liquefied version has a din of a Michael. And the Torah, and then the Gemara says as follows. V'haditanya, the last two lines, hatmeim le'asot tzirin v'rotvon, you have a sheretz tomei. You have a sheretz tomei. Torah says, I'm not allowed to eat a rat. Okay. But let's say I liquefy the rat. Le'esor siron, or I squeeze it and I get juices out of the rat. V'rotfon, v'kipah shelahem, all the different ways of getting liquid from this rat. Sebrik says it's called hatmeim. Gemara says, aye, let me learn it out from these three things. Gemara says, no. These three things, chametz, chalef, and nivlas of tar in the liquefied form as a kazayas. Why? Because it's a meichel. It's a meichel. And it's also as a meichel. But, and I would say that the liquefied rat is also a kazayas, but it's not true. Because the Torah said that it's usur, the sheer halacha Moshe Mitzrayim says that it's metame, not with the kazayas, a rat is metame with a sheer ka'adosha, and the isur achil is also kadosh, and isur shti is also kadosh. You need that amount that's necessary to metame. Okay, so it's not b'Torah's meichel. The Tanya, HaTevel v'HaChodosh v'HaHekdosh v'HaShriyas v'HaKilayim. I have Tevel, I have Chodosh, I have Hekdosh, I have Shriyas and Kilayim. Kulon mashkim ha'yotzim and kamosom. If I squeeze the liquid out of them, it's asur. So the Gemara says, Minolon, and it learns it out from the Jezikos of Eis Bas Hayano. Why do we need a separate Jezikos of Eis Bas Hayano? Let us learn it out from these three. Where says I can't learn it out? Can't learn it out. Okay, now. So we have three things. And Tosis has told us a simple klal. These three things are also b'Torah's Michael, and since it's also b'Torah's Michael, so therefore the shear is a kazayas. Okay. What about all these other things? Okay. Sheretz Tomei, a rat, a mouse, an achbor, Seber Alocha. It's also for the amount that it is going to be Tomei B'Kadosh. But I have all these other things. Tevel, Chodosh, Hektish, Shvius, Kilayim, Kulam, Mashkim, Ayotzim, and Kamosim. It's also whether it's solid form or a liquid form. The question is as follows. Is it also B'Torah's Maichel? Let's say I have Chodosh. Those of you who are not aware of what Chodesh is that anything that takes root, any one of the Chameshes Minei Dogon that takes root after Pesach is Osir until the Omer of the following year, Pesach. So let's say you plant something Chol HaMoed, or something was planted Chol HaMoed. You can't eat it till the next year, the end of the second day, Pesach, or third day in Chutz Laaretz. Chodosh. Okay. Now, but let's say I take barley and then make beer out of barley. So what is the beer? A kazayas or a kabetz or a revius? The Rambam has told us a very simple klal. The Rambam's klal is all Isurei Shtiyah are what? Revius. For instance, Maisa Sheni, I'm not allowed to have if I'm not in Yerushalayim. So let's say I eat Maisa Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. It's in Lo Sasek. Lo Suchalecho B'Sharecha, Maisa Degon Chetirosh Nevi Tzarecha. See, if I eat Maisa Sheni and I eat a grape of Maisa Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, it's a Kazayas. If I drink Maisa Sheni, wine of Maisa Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, it's a Revias. You understand that perfectly. Orla. Anything, any fruit, the first 3 years is awesome. Oh, it's Orla. I have a grape of Orla, it's a Kazayas. I drink Yayin of Orla, it's a Revias. I understand. Very, very simple, straightforward. That fits exactly what we had. Perfect. All Isurim are B'Kazayas. Now, if this is so, there are two Isurim that give us a headache. Dam. If you drink Dam, it's a Kazayas, not a Revias. Why? So, the Torah says, lo sochal dam. If you take a look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, he's very, very careful when he talks. When he lists the Isurei of Macholos Asuros in the beginning. Parak Aleph, before, in his Hakdoma. Shelo le'echol nevela, shelo le'echol sheretz, shelo le'echol dam, shelo lishtos yayin nesach. Very clear. Talks about Yisur Achila and Yisur Eshtia. He comes to dam, it's an Yisur Achila. The Torah asks it Achila's dam, because the Torah is specifically referring to a mashke. Dam is a mashke. When the Torah referred to this mashke, Kodesh said, lo lishtos dam. It says, no, lo le'achol dam. And asked it, but Torah's achilo. And what's the shir? Rambam says, ochel kazayas min adam. So when it is yayin nesach, it's an isashtia. When it's maisa sheni chutz l'choma, even though it says lo sucha lecho b'sharecha, but there it has a whole variety of things. Maisa degoncha, bread, tiroshcha, v'yitzarecha, whatever. So there it's an issue. It's shtia b'chal achilu, our Gemara. When it's shtia b'chal achilu, it's a revias. If it's going to be Tevel, it's going to be Revias. Orla, Shaloshonim, Lo Seyochel. Lo Yeochel. First 3 years, it cannot be eaten. So there the Torah didn't identify a mashke and say Achila. The Torah says anything. So if I have an apple of Orla, a fig of Orla, a date of Orla, whatever, it's a Kazayas. Yayin of Orla, that's something else. Torah didn't take a mashke and turn it into achila. So our Gemara that says, lo sucho, how do we know shtia b'chal achila? It says, lo sucho lecho b'sharecho. Right? V'yochalta lifnei Hashem l'kach mochum Hashem. It's talking about achilas ma'is hasheni. There's a mitzvah achilas ma'is hasheni. We're talking with is a mitzvah sachila. All mitzvah sachila, shtia b'chal achila. So it's a mitzvah sachila, it's an isra achila, shtia b'chal achila. That's all of that is perfect. But we got one headache that I haven't seen anyone who gives an explanation for. Everyone throws up their hands. Truma, So it's a really a very clear, it's a very, it seems to be a very clear split where there's a mitzvah sachila, where there is a iser achila, it's clearly a kazayas or a revias. Where the Torah specifically identified a specific mashke as achila, there it's achilas mashke, and that's kazayas. You can have such a thing as achilas mashke. How do I know I can have achilas mashke? Also, I liquefy chometz, nefesh, l'rabbas is hashosa. Liquefied chometz, since the Torah identified this as a meichel, Torah included in the meichel a liquefied meichel. Good. The Torah included in chometz and in chalev, liquefied meichel. Therefore, it's a liquefied meichel, it's a kazayas. Fine. And the split is very, very clear. And it's considered an achila. It's a kazayas. Shtia of this is b'chal achila with a shear of a kazayas. Fine. It all fits perfectly. The one thing that no one has an explanation for is truma. The Rambam says in Perek Yud, Halacha Beis, Hilchos Truma, that, where am I here? I had this volume here. Perek Yud, Halacha Beis. Yeah. Echad ha'ochel dover shadarko le'ochel, ve'echad ha'shotzu dover shadarko lishtos, ve'echad ha'soch dover shadarko lotzuch. Echol tumet meyeh b'shogeg, ve'echad ha'ochel tahora, meshalem keren v'chomash, ve'en chayev v'chomash ad sheyochel kezayez. K'shem shachilis tumet v'kezayez, kach shtia b'kezayez. Why? So it's a Tosefta Perek Zion. The Chasdei David says, because the Torah says lo sochal. Comes along the base of Ephraim and says by Orla also. Lo yochal. So what's the difference? And everyone ends up with, I haven't seen a teretz for it. I'm thinking of a teretz. I have terutzim. Very big problem. But if you leave this problem on the side, that has to be solved, Mirtz Hashem, some intelligent young Jewish minds, it will solve it for me. I'm working on it. But one thing is very clear. One thing is very, very clear. That there is a certain thing that B'derech klal, achilas macholim is kazayas, shtiyas mashkim is revias, bein l'inyan mitzvahs, or bein l'inyan averis, and there are certain averis and mitzvahs, the Torah says, not stam, chodesh is stam. So sometimes it's a meichel, sometimes it's a mashke, sometimes it's a revias, and sometimes it's a kazayas. But in the case of chalev and chametz and matzah, the Torah talks completely in terms of a meichel, and there the shia becomes a kazayas. That is a very, very straightforward thing with one big headache and problem, truma. Okay, this outlines, but you have to see the Gemara in Chulin inside. I gave you a lot of work to do in two areas. What, when we go after Lashon B'nai Adam and Lashon Torah, major issue number one. Number two, when we have kezayis and when we have revias, and we'll get back to all the thing. Shua she'ochal, is it kezayis or is it kolshem or revias? The Rambam says shua shelo ochal. What about shua she'ochal? Shua she'eshta. What is it? That we'll get back to in Mitz Hashem Bli Neder. I've just outlined everything that we're going to be doing the next few days.